Nikhil Alexander Walker didn't know he was gonna get to hear you sing.
Oh man, you know me, I'm Friday. I'm always serenading folk, man. You know what I'm saying? Always serenading folk.
I gotta think, Nikhil, that's the first time you've been serenaded in a radio interview, probably, right?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Nikhil Alexander Walker joining us right now, one of the newest members of the Atlanta Hawks, one of the free agent acquisitions that they made in a pretty busy offseason thus far. First and foremost, welcome to Atlanta, welcome, man. Congratulations.
Welcome.
Thank you. Honestly, blessing, excited, elated. Just so many words that would describe the feeling of joy and excitement and optimism that comes with this opportunity.
What was it about Atlanta? Because we all know that, well, I won't say we all know, we're pretty sure there were other offers, maybe more than what the Hawks were willing to give. What was it about Atlanta that made you decide to come be a part of this program?
I think, you know, when you are in a position to make a big decision that's going to change your life, you got to weigh all the options, and you definitely have to set a list of priorities and see what matters to you, be true to yourself. And one of the things was, I felt like for where I wanted to be, the things I wanted to do in my career, win, impact winning, grow as a player individually, be able to build a legacy for myself, for my family. Right now I have a son, but if I had children,
nice.
Just wanting to grow and be the best version of myself, I think Atlanta fit that to a T in all ways. You know, there is opportunity with the team to win, especially being in the East in this season and with all the injuries and the movement going on. The opportunity in that time would be now to like really make noise. I feel like the squad's got depth to it, added some key pieces, and as free agency went on, it changed my mind more when I was kind of just watching around the league, seeing what moves were being made, who was going where, teams were making trades, kind of hear the whispers of guys want to do this, guys want to do that. So it just came down to what was going to be the best fit for me and my family and so on.
How do you think you fit into the team as it's constructed right now? I mean, obviously, we've gotten a chance to see you play as a part of a really good team the last couple of years in Minnesota. How do you think you fit into this team?
You know, I think I fit really well. And it's exciting because you got guys like Trey who are really, really, really good playmakers. You got guys like Dyson, really good defenders, stays within himself offensively, but also can make plays. And so to play alongside those two, not to mention you add Jalen when he's healthy, you add Kristaps when he's healthy. Right. Now you have offensive threats from everywhere. You know, it's not just a guard-heavy team or front-court-heavy team. You're looking at threats, and when you see the success of the league and the shape of the league and where it's going, it's predicated around having multiple threats. Yeah. The Indianas of the world, the OKCs of the world, guys who are always live to score, and when you add talented players who will make the right play, and then on top of that, you're going to throw in Quinn Snyder in the mix, who is a great coach and is a offensive genius to me, and we've seen what he's done with the Utah team and how they've been able to score and the success they had in the Western Conference, and that's the West at that. So I just think when you add all of that, I feel like at that point, the decision becomes a no-brainer.
How has it been interacting with your teammates? We know we talked to Kristaps last week. We know he was going overseas and everything, but we saw pictures out there in Vegas at the Summer League and everything. And obviously, you got an opportunity to sit and hang out with you guys. How was that interaction? Because, I mean, y'all play against each other all the time, but yet now you're a part of mm-hmm. this program, this organization. How was that mm-hmm. hanging out with Trey and those guys out in Vegas?
You know, it's important, and that was one of the biggest things to me because I wanted to make sure that I was going to a team where the chemistry, the personalities can really gel together. I think it's important to be connected, especially if you want to make deep runs in this league, in this profession. And it was amazing, you know, just getting to sit down with guys, talk to guys, get them to understand who I am, but then also sitting there and they're understanding who they are. And obviously it's early, but just building off of that, growing in that, working out together, just shooting the breeze, just kind of just building that camaraderie.
Nikhil Alexander-Walker joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, one of the newest members of the Atlanta Hawks. You mentioned it just a minute ago, but with Coach Quinn Snyder, you played for him in Utah, so you know him. I mean, it's not just an opinion that you have from what you've heard. You've been around the guy. How does it feel to have a coach who knows you want you to be on his new team?
You know, important, and I can't stress the value, because I feel like at some point in time, everybody has had somebody believe in them in their walk of life. And that was maybe not a superior, but like an elder, or even just someone that was going to try to help you be in positions to grow. And that's how I feel about Quinn. I feel like he has this faith and belief in me, and I appreciate that. And I know that I'm going to control what I can in terms of working hard and trying to be my best self for the organization, for the city, day in, day out. So having a guy like Quinn who believes in me and sees something to help me grow just makes it better.
How, and I know we all know where you're coming, what team you're coming from. We know you play with Coach Quinn, but you're coming from the Timberwolves. What have you learned about yourself, and also what it takes to be, because obviously you guys didn't win the championship, but you got deep in the playoffs in back-to-back years. What are some of those experiences that you can bring to this club that, you know, they did a couple years ago, go to the Eastern Conference Finals, but it wasn't as consistent as the run in Minnesota was?
You know, it was two different years and completely same outcome, but like really different years. Uh-huh. Two completely different years from individually speaking and team speaking. But a lot of it that I realized is a lot of it is mental. A lot of the game is mental. And in Minnesota, we had the talent and we were able to find ways last year to get us there. We had to overcome a lot of obstacles, injuries, what we were plagued towards the later end of the season. And we had to figure out how to overcome that. And then playing together, when guys came back, guys were stepping into different roles with that common goal to make it to the Western Conference Finals in the fashion that we did as a sixth seed. The year before, everyone just gelled really, really well. And Ant and Kat were phenomenal for us. Kyle Anderson, Jaden McDaniels is doing what he does. Naz Reid has signed that extension based on those 2 years, in my opinion, for a reason, because of who he is.
Yep.
Mike's holding down the fort as he does. Like, it was a very tough decision in the same breath as I say it was a no-brainer, just because I know what that team meant to me.
Yeah.
And I know what we went through, and it kind of feels like you have unfinished business. But when you look at the opportunities here and you look at Atlanta, it feels like we can harvest something similar in that and grow it. And really be dynamic in it and have the same runs, have the same approach, especially with Quinn.
I got to ask you, because this is the first time we've talked to you. Very cerebral, just very, yes, very calm, very, yes, thoughtful, yes, in, yes, your, yes, answers and, yes, all of that.
Yes.
People may not know this. They might. It was talked about a lot. It's a cool story. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is your first cousin. You guys played in the playoffs. We've heard him talk a lot. Very cerebral,
yes,
very calm, very poised. Like, what's your family doing to get you guys to be so chill at such a young age? Like, this is impressive stuff, man. Like, what's going on over there?
I think it's just, you know, shout out to my mom and my uncle. And it just really helps when being raised by people who are going to be, I wouldn't say they're level-headed, because they're a ball of emotion, but in a great way. Like, they show their personality really, really well. But I think they've prepared us for this moment every step of the way, and we've believed in it. And so once we got here, the focus shifted from a whirlwind of not really understanding or an unexpectancy of, oh, wow, I'm here. But it kind of forms into, like, now, like a, yes, we finally made it. Now let's become something. Now let's embark on our journey. Now let's actually get to our goals. The work has just begun. Kind of keeping us mindful of complacency and how it can be the enemy, how comparison can be the enemy, and so forth.
Well, we appreciate the time.
Yes,
we're,
sir,
happy to have you here. Again, congratulations.
Appreciate it, my man.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Nikhil Alexander-Walker, one of the newest members of the Atlanta Hawks.